Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Em, Vivek and Alec with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. The Queensland government is set to conditionally sell off the abandoned Griffith University Mount Gravatt campus, given that the Yuranla Primary School swimming pool and tennis centre remain operational and retain ownership of the 42-hectare bushland. Almost 1,000 people signed a petition to call for the state government funding to revive the deserted buildings and sports and recreational precinct. Although significant funding is required, the site was highlighted as a significant resident and community space, positioned close to public transport and a prime location for selective education academies. Interest expressions are set to close on March 13th of this year, with sales to be approved in April, following the 2025 campus closure after the consultation of Griffith Resources into Nathan and Brisbane City locations.
In other local news, Queenslanders fight to keep public pools open as facilities age. Residents of Roma, west of Brisbane, are facing up to 18 months without access to the local swimming pool due to upgrades, unless they want to drive or catch bus to nearby towns to cool off. In the far north, residents of Babinda are fighting to keep their swimming pool open as Cairns Regional Council considers its future. Roma resident Kirby Johnstone converted her backyard pool into a swim school so that children of the southeast Queensland town, almost 500 kilometres west of Brisbane, did not miss out on vital water safety skills. "I knew that I was going to get an influx of kids because there's no other pool," said Ms. Johnstone. Pool maintenance costs are an increasing problem for councils across regional Australia. RJ Houston from Royal Life Saving Australia said 500 pools nationwide risked closure because councils could not afford soaring costs to maintain them. "Once a public pool is taken away, a community will never get it back," Mr. Houston said. Cairns councillor Brett Moller said federal and state governments, which currently fund significant upgrades, need to contribute more money to keeping pools alive, such as through Learn to Swim programs.
In national news, a leadership spill in the Liberal Party is set to occur following the resignation of several frontbenchers this morning. Just days after making a deal with David Littleproud to reunite the coalition, Susan Ley is now facing a leadership challenge from within her own party. Liberals Philip Thompson and Jess Collins have officially handed a motion to Ley calling for a leadership spill. Angus Taylor has confirmed he will run for leadership of the party following his resignation from the frontbench last night. This morning, Claire Chandler, Matt O'Sullivan, Philip Thompson, John O'Dooniam and James Patterson also handed in their resignations. Shadow Attorney General Andrew Wallace has voiced his support for Ley, saying the leadership challenge is undercooked and ill-prepared, and has confirmed he will not resign from the Shadow Ministry. Ley is expected to call a meeting for the Liberals to vote on leadership for tonight or tomorrow morning.
And since journalists raised concerns about CFMEU corruption 2 years ago, the construction union forced the federal Labor government to investigate operations. The organisations linked to prominent bikie, crime and drug figures were revealed in a report by Geoffrey Watson, sent to Queensland Commission of Inquiry into the CFMEU on Wednesday. Dozens benefited from allegedly corrupt conduct, including convicted and alleged killers appointed health and safety officers, alongside untrained delegates who worked shifts where they made up to $15,000 weekly, and outlaw motorcycle gangs allegedly used government building sites to distribute drugs. Allegedly, an estimated $15 billion of taxpayer money was used on corrupt CFMEU payments due to the union's involvement on sites associated with Victoria's big build, including the Metro Tunnel, North East Link, and rail upgrades. And in international news, a huge copper and gold mine that ignited catastrophic Bougainville Civil Wars is set to reopen, with the autonomous Bougainville government signing a secretive deal to generate re-establishment. Set to generate an estimated $40 billion and bankroll PNG independence, the Pangua mine has been dormant since community tensions forced closure, with almost 1,000 to 15,000 people killed in the war that reached a 2001 peace agreement. The rapid reopening of the controversial mine was fleshed out in a deal with Lloyds Metals and Energy Limited, an Indian mining company. Bougainville is an autonomous PNG region, and its upcoming independence plans are allegedly to be funded by the mine to bankroll the new country, despite broader issues concerning governments and transparency. Land owners and locals alike have not been consulted about the reopening, and tensions about an influx of foreign workers have already arose.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy, with possible showers near the evening. It's currently 30 degrees, with an expected maximum of 35. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Three-time Juno Award winner Ron Sexsmith, one of Canada's most accomplished singer-songwriters,